Blog Talk Radio.
Hey, what do you guys think about Donald Trump?
Man, fuck Donald Trump, man.
Big ass wig on your head, boy.
Big dry shit like sand paper.
Man, keep talking about Muslims, this Mexican, that. Donald Trump, you a punk ever bitch bastard.
Punk ever bitch bastard? I never heard that one before.
Yeah, man, he a punk ever bitch bastard. And don't bring your man to Baltimore, he'll get hit in the head with Moose's shovel.
Wow, that's a little rough.
Guess what we got for him?
Why?
We got chopper in the truck for Donald Trump. We got chopper in the truck.
Catch his little puss ass and give him this 100 round
drunk.
Boy ain't even white, you yellow.
You
said your date's own daughter, you a sicko.
That's why that nigga tried to poke you in Ohio. That's why they shut your ass down in Chicago. Don't come to Baltimore unless you want that.
You keep on playing big, bitch, you catch these hollows. I'll let these nine cross over just like Rondo. Don't try to make him president.
Fuck Donald.
All right, what's up? What's up, everybody? You're now rocking with the True Team with me, Genuine Collington, and Switchblade Carter and Shaharzad Carter. Tonight, we got a jam-packed show. And also, we're going to be talking to, you know, a couple people. Hopefully, they'll call in and tell us about the different things that they have heard about some of the very prominent celebrities from. So let's jump right into this today. I hope that everybody had a great weekend or what have you. You know, I definitely hope that's the case. And what I want to start off with is to be able to, I've been talking about this for now in a couple of weeks now and what have you. And so before we start off with any type of topics right now, let's get into Blind Faith from the Splash Boys. Let's go.
OBS. Yeah, yeah. Splash Boys. Yeah, yeah. We built.
Crack with this Louis Bell slugger, baseball bat. Why these niggas always screaming? They be in a trap when they never made a dollar off a pack. Acting like they was in the kitchen count stacks. Talking about you got the Glock 9 and you strapped. Gazy niggas, as soon as it pop, your heart pump gravy, niggas. It's not a game when you dealing with some real spitters.
Some real niggas, backpack with splitters. On the ground, we go hard, boy, we go jitters. Some niggas talk paper, my fucking sharks major. Yeah, niggas all players, but we the game makers. I flash niggas like water, ride the order, slaughter order, shots. We hungry and we coming for all the pies. In case they find your face in the lake, you know the same motherfuckers that said shit.
I kick and push fools out the way, and then I just skate like Lupe. Ran out of toothpaste, but I didn't stop my flow. What you know about brushing your teeth with a bar of soap?
Full of hard knocks, always with the honor roll. If it ain't fake, I'm banging tables with the dominoes. Kaiser, Mr. Fantastic, got the hottest flows. Flames on his track, that's getting popping on the Bamano.
Shout out to my Haitians, Sac Mose and Apule.
Shout out my Latino folks, Eagle on mi gente.
Get it, comprende, we be the head honcho. Pass that barbecue.
And that money soñando, tomando pa'l carajo. Me lo llevo con todo el diablo.
No se hace, que más casi se te va a pegar mando.
Entonces vengo yo y le doy con el clavo.
Haiti and Dio coming together, yo, we out, yo.
Hey,
revolution won't be televised. All I did is get you busted along tonight. Me and my crew have been working on the fitness. Ain't no pill in the world can get rid of all your sickness. All because your boys fell in love with our faithful shit. She got a news and suck on the devil's dick. But I fucked the word and came on the churches. And life ain't chocolate, I found that on the bitch.
On deck with the squad, we on fire. Toasting to the future like we already retired. All the goons make it happen. We rapping all the supplies of this music. The movement and we are ready to fly. Well, take control. I'm down by my weight and goal. Sound like the hottest shit, like you're number two in the bowl. Hold up, I got the roller in the stash spot. We deep in the underground and we splash hot.
I get it in every day.
Okay, that was just a little bit of the song, though. I can't give you all of it right now. But tomorrow we will give you all of it. Now, welcome to the True Team. And right now we are joined in the studio with none other than Switchblade Carter. What's good?
Hey, what's going on?
Not much, for real. You know, we definitely hoping that everything is good with our other co-hosts. So how's that, Carter? You know, saying so definitely, you know, the real people that be out there, you know, praying or anything, definitely pray that she's okay. So if we're ready, let's get right into it for her, you know. Now, there's a Florida man that actually did the unthinkable. To me, I think dude deserves a plaque for the dumbest person alive for him. He actually went to a dealership and tried to buy a BMW. Dude tried to buy a BMW with a $60,000 BMW at that, with food stamps. Okay? But the craziest part is not just the fact that he did it with that, though, but after they wouldn't let him buy the food stamps or what have you, with the food stamps or whatever, then he tries to steal it. Really?
But so, he really wanted it.
I mean, you gotta give him props on it. I mean, he really wanted it for real. And I'm thinking about that, you know, a lot of times people do the dumbest shit ever for real, you know? And, you know, sometimes, you know, we have like, you know, we have like different people that's out here right now who like to hear themselves speak, you know? And like my Uncle Pat said yesterday, yeah, of course, everybody wants to be heard. Every single person wants to be heard. They want to be wanted. They want people to meet them. But sometimes you don't need to be heard. Sometimes the way how you be heard is to shut the fuck up. Thank you. What do you think about that, though?
Nobody's really listening to anybody. There are a lot of things you shouldn't even respond to, and you should just chill. If they don't ask you for your comment, don't give it.
Oh my gosh! And that right there, that right there says a lot right there. And I mean, hey, maybe dude could try to use his food stamps to get a "please don't touch my booty" card. I don't know. In jail when he goes.
What?
I don't know. I don't know. Maybe that'll work. I don't know. Listen, anybody that wanted to call in today and talk about what we just talked about or any other topics that you feel that we need to talk about, call in right now at 929-477-3273. That's right, ladies and gentlemen. We are live. That's right. Don't be afraid. We don't bite unless you want us to. Anyway.
I'm just saying.
Let's talk about Lee Daniels. Now, there is a rumor going around, which I don't know how true it is. So I'm going to act like this is the OJ trial, and we're actually saying somebody else murdered Nicole Brown Simpson and Ron Goldman.
Oh, that's great.
And we're going to say, allegedly, they're saying that Lee Daniels is dating one of the stars of the hit TV show Empire. Okay?
Yeah.
Now, the question that really got me, though, honestly, was, so we have, you know, I don't know if you know, but, you know, Jesse, you know, from that or whatever, you know, they were saying that these two wonderful people were dating. Now, to be honest, I could care less if they were dating or not or whatever.
Yeah.
But I do believe that if this is his cup of tea or what have you, then it'll do wonders for Jesse's career, because whatever you know, whatever type of film or program that Lee Daniels has or whatever, he'll always be a part of it. You know, he'll just run a gay role for him. I don't know. I don't know. Whatever.
Mm-hmm.
I have no clue.
It's neither here nor there, I guess.
Yeah, it's not here or there. And speaking of that, what I want to know from you, what do you, I mean, do you think that if it is true, do you think that it is a possible way for these two people to actually not only cohabitate with each other, but also do something together that actually could, you know, maybe open up other doors for other people? I don't know. What do you think about that?
I don't know. I mean, it could. It'll be a big deal. I mean, even if it did come out that it was true. I mean, you're going to have those haters and naysayers. Like, it's not your life, though. They got money. You don't. I'm just saying, honestly.
And, you know, and see, he Jesse comes from a deep-rooted background in the game. See what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And his sister was from East Bayou. You know what I'm saying? So when you're looking at this, it's like, okay, I get it. You know?
Mm-hmm.
I don't know.
I just
look at it like this, you know. And I'm hoping that he's listening. Who knows? He may stumble upon this.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? But here's how I feel about this. And y'all guys can call in right now, 939-477-3273, and tell me what you think about this story, because I'm like this. Hey, Jesse. Do me one favor, though, okay? Just one. Please, I got to you. Just do me one favor. Don't take your ass down to North Carolina. Okay. Oh, I'm sorry. Am I saying too much right now? I mean, I don't know if people know about this or not, but they have, you know, a brand new law that's been passed there in North Carolina. And I mean, I think it's the same way as telling a black person, hey, you gotta go sit in the back of the bus. And have you noticed this, though?
Mm-hmm.
Let's just keep it real and bring it to the forefront of things. Our ancestors for all that time, okay? For us to be able to sit up front. And where's the first place all black people go to? The back of the bus.
Mm-hmm. Right.
And I'm like, really? Like, is this what's going on for them? You know, like, and it's like, it just amazes me that this is what's going on for them. You know, and right now as we speak, plenty of CEOs are calling for a repeal of the North Carolina's anti-gay law, and I think that it is unbelievably a crock of bullshit, no matter how you look at it, though, for real.
Yeah,
you know. I really believe that that's what it is right here. What do you guys think about it? Call in right now, 929-477-3273 right now. We have to stop feeding into bullshit for real. So what, you grew up in a house where there was a man and a woman? Well, guess what? Now when you could turn on Disney right now.
Mm-hmm.
How about that part? You could turn on Disney right now. And guess what
right.
you see?
Right.
Okay, exactly.
Uh-huh.
I'm not gonna try to plug it or nothing. All I'm saying is turn on Disney so your kids and let your kids sit down and watch this reel. So that way they can see what I'm talking about here. You know?
Right.
People need to get to a place where they can sit there and stop doing this reel. And I mean, think about it. What person do you know is going to pass a bill
what?
That's saying that, you know what I'm saying?
Finish the paper.
They're saying that it has limits. It says that the law has limits on what bathroom transgender people can use or whatever. Who are you to say if that person right now absolutely recognizes himself as a woman, his real name is Bob, but he recognizes himself as Susan, then his name is Susan. You know what I'm saying? You know, we asked Caitlyn Jenner for comment. He said, well, you know, I really don't really agree with the.
No, you
didn't. I had to. Sorry, whatever. Anyway, so speaking of Caitlyn Jenner, well, you read this story. You said Caitlyn Jenner has some new friends of hers now. What is that? Tell us about that.
I don't know anything about it. I just read the story. I refuse to click and look at a picture and see the new enhancements of the chest area. So I'm straight off that.
so it means that she has what? Double D's.
I don't know what size.
Well, actually,
God forbid.
Actually, she has 3 D's.
Really?
Yeah, she has 3 D's. I'm just saying.
That's rude.
Oh, who cares?
Rude.
She does have 3 D's.
Now
the final D, that she has, I don't know about here.
Is it being chopped off or what?
I don't know. I mean, well, actually, she has. You know, if she was in school right now, she would be making a C minus in school. You know that?
Yeah, because she already got the D. Good job.
Think about it. She has 2 B's and 3 D's. I mean, that meant that she could have been a part of Lean on Me, the movie, because all those students that was making that thing great.
Mm-mm-mm.
I'm just saying.
Can't.
Oh, well, wait a minute. We have a call in right. Yeah, caller calling in right now.
Oh no!
Hey, how you doing?
You are now on. What's up?
Hey, Blue T Slums again. How you doing?
I'm doing good. Go ahead and comment. You know, which one to comment about?
Well, about the bathroom thing or whatever, about the transgender bathroom or whatever.
Yes.
My thing is this: listen, whatever you're gonna do. I can't stop it, but only men should be allowed in the men's room, and only women should be allowed in the female's bathroom or whatever. So the thing is, like, now businesses are going to have to make an extra bathroom because there's going to be so many fights and attacks because, like, a tranny going to go in a woman's bathroom, going to pull a stick out, and the women going to get upset, which they should. And then if he goes into the men's room, these niggas, part of my friends, the men are going to be like, hey, yo, what are you doing in here? Like, for doing that, it's just only going to cause problems.
But you know what, though? I'm looking at it like this, too, bro. And this, what you said actually should be, like, something that maybe they should do. Maybe instead of it, so to cut down on any form of fight, because there's going to be some fights.
Yeah, it's going to be some fights. You might have your daughter. You might have your son in the bathroom.
Right. And the thing is,
they just need to make a total different bathroom.
Thank you. Okay. And look. Anybody from North Carolina listening right now, I'm just saying, there you go. Make another bathroom so it won't be no fights, because there's going to be fights because They go on the field as discriminative as what the bullshit they see in us in the media right now towards blacks, Latinos, or whatever the case may be. But this, I'm telling you, it's going to be some fights. I'm not condoning at all, but it's going to be some fights because nobody's really going to say, oh, it's okay. Go ahead to the last stall. It's okay.
Not,
no, they're going
to Because it's not okay. Because it's not okay. To be honest, like don't get me wrong, and I'm saying I do business with a public company or whatever, but at the same time I'm not gonna throw away my views for a couple of dollars. You know what I'm saying? Like, if you're gonna do something, you're gonna do it. I can't control that. That's your life or whatever. But the second your life decision impacts my life, that's when I have a problem. And that would make me feel uncomfortable. You got a wig on, you got breasts, and then you pull out your penis, like, hey, what's going on here?
That's the truth, though. It's the truth, though. You know, and the thing is, I get where they were going with it, but the matter
was a good idea.
The theory was nice.
The theory, like communism.
The theory was nice about that because they don't. Nobody should feel uncomfortable going inside of a bathroom.
No, you should. When you make a decision like that, you should feel uncomfortable. Like whatever decision you make in life, you have to deal with that decision. Mm-hmm. They chose to do that, so you got to deal with it now. Mm-hmm. That's just life. Like, if I chose to shoot guns at cops, you know what I mean? I'm going to live my life on the run. That's my choice. I made that choice, so I got to live with that. But I don't want the cops coming after me if I ain't do that. But since you did it, you got to deal with it. And in this world, in this day and age, it's like people won't read a contract and get cheated and then blame everybody else. Like, this is what you did. It was right in front of you.
Mm-hmm. Yeah,
we need to take
that's
more responsibility,
true.
Especially our black brothers and sisters. We take more responsibility, we'd be better.
Yeah, that's true. And you're absolutely right, you know. And I feel like, you know, we can do better, but, I mean, I get where they were going with it, but, I mean.
They tried it.
But see, now, because now that there's so many businesses that are being affected by this, now they're trying to repeal it, and I'm like, there has to be another way for you to do it, though. Has to be another way for you to do it. I don't know. But we go. I definitely gonna follow this story out for real. I thank you for calling in, though. Definitely.
Thank you. No, I love the show, and I'll be listening to the rest of the show. I just wanted to show you some love and just give my view.
No problem.
Thank you very much.
All right,
I'll
y'all take
your comment again. You'll comment again real soon.
All right, don't worry. Thank you.
You
have a good night, and I'm gonna enjoy the rest of the show. All right.
You too.
All right. Call back in.
All right, good night.
All right, good night.
Later.
All right. Oh, that's
so you're
going to
say something, see? You're going to say something, he's going to call right back in.
Exactly, and that's the thing. And all right, so let's dive into the nastiest motherfucker alive. Kellogg's employee decided that he was going, I think this nigga was pissed off, literally.
Yeah.
You read this? Switchblade told me about this, and I think you said that he decided he was going to just like he was just pissing in.
Mm-hmm.
He was just pissing in everything, or whatever. Yeah. And I'm like, and Kellogg's of all that for him. Now, I mean, it doesn't seem too great no more. It sounds kind of messed up now.
I've been buying store brand cereal. I'm good.
But that's the thing though. Doesn't it make you wish that you actually started eating like off brand?
Doing it even more so now. Mm-hmm.
Right? It's like I'm like, what part of the game is that? Really? Seriously though? And then it seems like he didn't even care.
Mm-hmm.
Like, really? Like, really? Mm-hmm. So this is where it's at right now. You know? And then to see him urinate in the plant or whatever, okay, was crazy. And then I said, well, maybe, you know, it was just that person, okay?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
But then dumbass number two
mm-hmm.
said he admitted and got arrested to the cops basically because he admitted that he's been ejaculating for 2 years.
Yeah.
And the Big Mac sauce. What? Like, is there anything safe for us to be able to eat anymore?
Mm-hmm.
What? Are you serious? So you're telling me right now that I can't even have a Big Mac without thinking to myself, what does this nasty son of a bitch give me? Seriously, though?
Exactly. Exactly.
And then so then they said that the guy actually purposely submitted a blood test and they found out that he has no possible transmittable diseases. It doesn't matter.
Mm-hmm. It doesn't make it better.
See what I'm saying?
Yeah.
It doesn't make it better. And speaking of doesn't make it better, what's with my Iggy Azalea? See, I know I got a lot of Iggy Azalea fans that's probably going to call in and speak about this. But so she was hit with a tax lien, which all stars are hit with that because they feel like it's my money. And I stayed up half the night writing that song. So why did God pick? Uncle Sam does not care. So at the time, she was talking about how she was going to, I'm single. You know, she put this out, I'm single. Oh, now all of a sudden, now you back with Nick? I wonder why. What is Nick? What is Nick again? Oh, he's a rich basketball star. Oh, yeah. So what's she gonna suck him off a couple times? Hey baby, oh I love you, baby. Hey, is it possible that you could possibly pay my lien?
Wow.
Seriously.
You said it though.
You know what I feel? You know how I feel about this right now? I feel like, I mean, if he's gonna pay, he's gonna pay it. Okay?
Yeah.
Do I think he should pay it? Hell no. Because the thing is, he wasn't there all the time in the studio with her. While he's playing, he's racking up her money and stuff. But that don't mean that, you know what I'm saying, that don't mean anything to me, you know what I'm saying, because you made this.
Mm-hmm.
You made the decision. See what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
You know? But then, while Iggy Azalea is going through that, Dwayne and Tisha Campbell Martin, the couple filed for bankruptcy. And I'm thinking to myself, really?
Now, when I saw them saying it was because of student loans, what, you got $5 million student loans?
But when you're saying that, okay, they're saying that the couple reportedly has facing a debt of $15 million.
That's something else.
With a combined asset between the two of them of only $313,000, though? What? Like, listen, you know we don't hold back nothing.
You
okay?
Gotta push that paper.
We don't hold back nothing. So this is how I feel, and I'm going to close on this.
Mm-hmm.
Tisha is a talented artist.
Right.
Dwayne, go back to Will and work something out.
Right.
You know where I'm going with that one.
Just what
Tisha
is it? Just
needs
the two
to
of
go.
Us or something?
Tisha needs to go get off of that corny show that she's on right now and get back to making Martin-like shows, or even get her own show. You're too talented, young lady, to be out here just randomly putting something together like that. Hell no.
Yeah.
No, listen.
Yeah.
Tisha, I believe in you. I believe in you.
Sure.
I like your song, Lazy Bitch. You like the other song. You get back to doing some stuff. Listen, I want to thank everybody for calling in today, for real. And I just thank everybody for calling in and for listening. To tune in back tomorrow, same time, 11 p.m. Eastern time, for real. And we thank you. I am Genuine Collington.
Switch play card.
That's right. And once again, we're hoping to, you know, get to Charizette Carter. Hopefully she's good. We're going to check in this right now. And definitely, listen, God bless each and every one of you guys. Love, stop hating. Love is the answer. Hate is too easy, but love is hard. Holla back at this one.